Joe and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Oh, wake up your neighbors. Wake up your brothers and your sisters and your mothers. Wake up!
Good morning.
Hey.
Happy. What's today? Hey, why do I sound weird?
You sound awful.
Man.
Why do you sound like that?
You go.
Happy Tuesday. It is March 19th.
Yep.
March 19th. We have a crazy day. And it didn't really turn crazy until like yesterday.
We are.
Nope. Happy Tuesday. It's going to be like this.
We have, like, interviews today.
Crazy interviews.
We're interviewing the author of Cold Case Christianity, former homicide detective who, took about the case of Jesus Christ in a real, like, homicide way.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be amazing. That's coming up at 7.
Yes.
And we've got a band.
A band interview today.
Yeah, at 8.
A cool band interview.
They're known as Citizens. They're on the Mars Hill label. They're going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yes. And?
We've got New Music Tuesday.
And? We have a lot of new music, too.
And what am I missing?
Today, in the 9 o'clock hour, Brian is coming in.
That's right! Brian Clopez!
No, this is not it. It's just Lopez.
Brian C. Lopez. Looks like Clopez. And we have this phone call right now. Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Doing okay. Just getting through the day.
Hey, exactly. And I can hear Steve in the background laughing.
yeah, he does that.
He's
pretty much
laughter.
If he's not talking, he's laughing. So.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
No.
Oh, my goodness. How are you doing, Steve-O?
I'm good.
He's good. He's good. I'm actually going to talk for him today. But he's doing well. He's a little stressed out. But you know what? He's going to get through this day just fine.
Okay, that's good. If he's stressed, you know, the only thing I could use to think about is some nice, you know, good tea, like from Sopo, or they have over there.
Mumbler!
Wait, what? Did
you know they have tea, right, guys, over at Sopo?
Yes.
They have tea, okay.
Yes.
I'm understanding.
And Sopo's open today, so.
Yes, it is. Sopo was closed yesterday for inventory. They're going to be open today. I'm very excited.
Man, that must have been a bummer yesterday when you guys were...
It was.
Coffee.
It was.
I had like a coffee headache. So what can we do for you, Matthew?
Well,
let's see. This morning, if you guys could play, do you guys have anything new by 21 Pilots?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you guys could pick something from by 21 Pilots and just play it.
We can do. They're going to be part of our March Morning Madness this Friday. You're going to have to tune in and vote for your favorite band. I'm sure that's going to be
it. Okay, then.
It's going to be good.
How about some Amberlin?
Oh, okay.
Mitch, do you think you could pick a song from Amberlin?
I sure will.
Well, thank you. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow on Way Too Early Wednesday.
That's right, buddy. All right, we'll see you then.
Okay.
He's got our schedule figured out, but
happened?
He totally just threw you...
He was saying 21 Pilots. So I'm like, hey, they're in our March Morning
Mitch,
Madness.
Hey, Mitch, can you go ahead and get some Amberlin there from you? Okay.
21 Pilots and Amberlin, actually, both in our March Morning Madness.
Yes.
Coming up this Friday morning, 7 a.m., we're going to be letting you decide who the best artist on Static Radio is with our March Morning Madness. It's going off! It's going to be amazing. Bands like Thrice. Amberlin. 21 Pilots.
Civil Twilight.
House of Heroes. Mute Math.
Wow,
the Civil Wars.
You know a lot of them.
Maybe.
Possibly, you're
Mumford
right.
Mumford and Sons.
Imagine Dragons.
Some good peeps.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really good. You get to vote on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there, like us. While you're there, sign up for our bracketology of awesomeness.
For real sports, I filled out my bracket.
You did. We got a lot of people signed up so far.
Do we?
Who knows? If you win, maybe you'll get something. You never know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So if I win, do I get something?
Nope.
Nothing. I don't. I was a little.
Actually, if you win, you get something called bragging rights.
Yes.
Yeah, for life.
Because
forever.
How I chose my sports was.
Can we talk about this?
If you would like to.
Yeah. Yesterday we got our brackets ready to go
for basketball.
Got them all filled out. Yes.
Well, basketball. I don't know. Some people don't know. I don't know if you were talking and you said brackets. I'd be like, what is he talking about?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio We posted the link to sign up for our league for the brackets. And yesterday, Mitch filled out her bracket. Steve, are you filled out your bracket as well?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was going to say how she... I have something to say about how she filled out her bracket.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you've never taken part in the March Morning Madness.
Because I don't know anything about basketball. All I know is that the Lobos are doing very well and they put on a good... It's like a show.
Right.
But they have a good game every single time. So that's the only game I've ever watched is with the Lobos. So I had to go through and somehow pick the top team the entire time. And you guys are going through, oh, I picked the whatever Cardinals to whatever and blah, blah, blah.
Hey, you got the Cardinals part right. Good job.
I don't know if that was you. I was just
Louisville?
Guessing. Are they Cardinals?
Yeah.
Okay. That's right.
Really?
Okay.
What was your favorite mascot?
Who's your favorite mascot there, Michelle?
I guess I'll have to... Should I say the Lobos? Thank you. I didn't know if that was a trick question.
No. Which one did you go, oh, I've never heard of that before. That's cool.
The Hoosiers?
Oh, the Hoosiers.
And the... What is the one that you're like, that's a bulldog, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, really?
Come on.
They have a weird name.
They don't have a weird name.
Are you talking about the Hoyas?
Yes, the Hoyas.
Loves me some.
Those two went far.
So she picked her teams based on which mascot would be fighting which mascot.
Yes. Right.
Okay, now, Steve-O, I was watching ESPN, one of their shows yesterday.
Yeah.
And like every 10 minutes or so, a siren would go off and they'd interrupt whatever they were doing and say, tricks to picking your bracket. And there was some blonde lady there with some other guy, and her strategy was the mascots.
No way!
I came up with it first.
You
obviously.
Sure did. So you picked your mascot.
Okay, let me actually clear things up. I picked what mascot would win against what mascot, unless it was a Lobo, and then they just won.
They just won
because there's a pack of them.
Well, it's like when you play paper, rock, scissors, and you throw dynamite in the mix. Dynamite always wins.
Right.
Lobos always win.
And they look scary. So
yeah.
They just won.
My favorite was when it came down to like a cyclone versus a hurricane. Cause it's like, wasn't that like kind of the same thing?
No, at some point it got to that, and also Panther versus Jaguar. And I like the name Panther more than Jaguar, so I picked Panthers.
There you go. So, Stevert, the brackets, they're pretty much doing today because, you know, the buy-in games, basically.
Yeah, we're not picking the play-in.
Yeah, we're not. But, so Thursday really is when it gets going.
Who you got?
Who you got? Are you going to say yet?
Oh, no.
No? Okay.
No,
Lobo's winning it all.
I think I did go tweak mine, though.
All right.
Y'all are going to be really upset when I'm right.
Why would we be really upset when you're right?
Because I'm right.
Are you kidding me?
And you don't like it when I'm right.
You just said the Lobos. Yeah, the Lobos win it all. Why would I be
okay,
bummed?
Fine. Whatever. You don't have the Lobos winning it all.
I do not. No.
I have
them going to the Final Four.
You have.
Because I'm crazy.
I know who
that.
You have. Louisville.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Best defensive team in the nation.
Whatever.
Defense, bro. Defense wins the championship.
Defense.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Whatever. All I know is that they had it out, those mascots.
Yeah, I liked how the Jayhawks advanced a couple rounds just because they were birds and they could fly over the heads of their enemies. I was like, wow.
Well, I play a game often. It's called HeroScape.
Uh-huh.
And they have stuff like that. Like, you can get, like, a pack of... I can't remember what they're called right now, but they're
Wallabies.
No, no. But they lost pretty fast, those kangaroo things. No, they're like dead dogs, but they nip they all have, like, they're like little action figures, and you have cards, and you can go a certain amount of spaces and shoot other people, and that's just how it works, or other characters. And I always win with those little pack of dogs because I keep them, like, on the border.
What is she talking about?
I have
Heroescape.
No idea.
Heroescape.
I'm like... I don't know how I'm the one that's not.
Is that your first person role playing weird game?
No, it's not. Okay,
Settlers of Catan.
Okay, Seaver, do you know Settlers?
Yeah.
He knows Settlers.
I don't know Settlers.
But it's kind of like that, except it has more. It's like 3D. It has mountains and stuff. And I always play Lord of the Rings music while I'm playing.
Wow.
I bet we'll hear it soon.
Wow.
Whatever. So, never mind. You don't care.
No. I totally care.
Okay, so anyway.
Anyway, I always keep them... Okay, now I have to get into character.
Please don't get into character. Where are you going with this story?
I'm done. I've lost it. I'm done.
Does she elf speak?
I don't know.
No, I don't know elvish.
So your bracket looks pretty interesting to say the least.
Yeah, because... Oh, okay, so like I always have a little... It's called... I called it a Kyrie.
Okay.
And it can fly. And so... That one lasts a long time because I can fly over people and disengage from combat, without any points.
Kyrie is like a Russian hymn.
Yeah, it is. I think it's Latin. Kyrie is Latin.
Right, which is Latin for Russian hymn.
No, Kyrie is something else. It's Latin for something else.
Cool, so now that everyone is confused, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, get there. You can sign up to join our league. You got to create a CBS Sports login to play, but it's free. Password is MyStaticRadio.
And then you can comment about how you know about HeroScape, and I'm not the only one.
There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let me get back to the music real quick. Coming up, Choose News Day.
That's right.
In 5 minutes.
Oh, good.
But first, we have the latest from Saren for you. The song's called We Will All Be Changed. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Saren, we will all be changed. Static Radio, good morning. 6:34 now. It is Tuesday, which means Tuesday News Day.
Yep.
You ready?
Yes. Breaking news. If someone is dragging at work today, it's probably because they got up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night.
I did not.
They call it nocturia, where a person gets up once or more at night to go to the bathroom. Experts say that people with nocturia lose a quarter of their productivity at work the next day.
Wow.
A third of adults suffer from the condition.
I did not. I'm just exhausted.
So you're just not productive and inefficient.
I didn't make a big decision yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. So I was like, all right. Choices.
This is it.
They always stress me out.
Either I make this decision right now or I go to work and be productive tomorrow.
Yeah. But I got to make this decision right now.
So you made it, and now today's going to be very unproductive.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, I have more.
Wow.
That was it for that story. Breaking news. A group of Russian bears has morphed into a pack of strung-out junkies after becoming hooked on the fumes from an aviation fuel tanks at an airport. The baked bears...
You're laughing at that. That's so not cool.
The baked bears walk up to the tanks, knock off their tops, and start sniffing away. Afterward, the bears plop down and zone out for hours.
Okay, now I'm lying. That's horrible!
Yeah.
Imagine a human walking by. These bears are just like, hey. Like, hanging out, not going anywhere. That'd be terrifying.
It is sad.
That's very sad.
Breaking news. Police are on the lookout for two men suspected of breaking into a Hooters restaurant in Rancho Bernard, California. Surveillance videos shows the suspect driving a truck up to the front of the window, then one of them breaking the glass door. The driver then tried to back the truck through the door, which was too narrow. The men then wrapped a tow strap around the restaurant's jukebox, loaded up in the truck, and drove off. Police believe the men mistook the jukebox for an ATM.
Are you kidding me? Seeing there for a second, I was like, okay, well, that makes more sense. Like, why would you ever break into a Hooters? Oh, the jukebox. Okay.
Of course. Right. Yes.
Wow.
Or what they thought was an ATM.
Dude, I'm very thankful. I am dumb. Like I said, I had to make a decision last night, right?
Uh-huh.
We had to buy something.
Yeah.
For the house. And so we took the van. My in-laws have, like, this big passenger van thing. So took that, got everything out, got it all into the house. You know, got the kids ready for bed because it was late.
Mm-hmm.
Went to bed, got up this morning, walked out, and I had left the van doors wide open. Yeah. They were still wide open.
Oh, wow.
So I immediately jumped into said van to check and make sure, and was like, oh, cool. All right, thank
God. It's just really cold in here.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how tired I was. See?
And now the whole world knows.
Yeah.
And probably your wife. Does she know?
Yeah, she's up.
Okay.
So, yeah, I obviously closed the van doors.
Oops.
But it was too late.
It's okay. It's like me. Like, this is bad. I'm sorry that I'm admitting this. More often than not, I'm like, where are my keys? Where are my keys? Where are my keys? Oh, they're in the front door. Okay.
Oh, man. Are
I'm
you kidding?
I'm so bad at it. I'm so bad.
Wow.
And then I'm like, blaming my husband, thinking, why would he do that? Oh, wait, I was the last person in. I shut the door. Wow. I locked it. Dang it.
Good job. Good job.
My bad.
You should get a little, like, key ring thing where your keys go.
I have that. I just...
What?
I forget.
We have a bowl.
What I do is, like, I open the door, and I open it, and I wait for Kelly to walk in, and then I go and shut the door.
Okay.
And I just leave
and
the keys
hanging. And you don't put them in the key thing.
I don't have a key thing. I have a little hanger that I do sometimes.
You should get that worked out.
I just need to get back into the habit of not leaving my keys in the door.
Obviously. Says the guy who left van doors wide open.
Right.
Oh, it was awful. Sadly, they didn't steal anything because the back of the van, the reason we have it is because we're moving. So, like, all of our junk we were throwing in the back. So
no,
like,
really, you can take that.
Oh, the aquariums are still here. They didn't steal anything.
Dang it.
Man. Static.
Good morning. This is Sunny.
Good morning, Sunny.
Hey, this might sound like a really strange request.
Uh-huh.
Can I talk to Steve off the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you're gonna be on hold for a bit, but...
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. It's all on the up and up. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll hold.
All right. It's all on the up and up. I like that.
I like that.
That's good.
That's a good one.
All right. Breaking news.
I have one more. Yes.
All right.
Breaking news. After Anakia Griffin voted in a local Florida election, she proudly displayed her I voted early sticker. Unfortunately, her next appointment was with her probation officer, and he noticed the sticker. After Griffin allegedly admitted to him she had indeed voted, she was charged with submitting false voter registration information, false swearing, and fraud in casting a vote.
What?
As a convicted felon, Griffin is prohibited from voting unless her rights are restored. A Florida Department of Law Enforcement investigation found that when Griffin registered to vote, she falsely stated on her application that she was not a convicted felon and that she was qualified to register.
Dude.
Stop lying, yo.
Wow.
But then she told the truth. So that was my breaking news.
Well, okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to just cut you off, but that sucks.
No, yeah, that's bad. That's bad, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to take a quick break. Coming up at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be interviewing J. Warner Wallace. I hope.
Me too.
He's a homicide detective. He investigated the claims of the gospel as this cold case homicide detective. And so I can't wait to talk to him. He's been on Fox News, Dateline, Court TV. He's pretty rad.
It's pretty cool.
He's great. So, anyways, we'll be talking to him. Former atheist.
Mm-hmm.
Hardcore, like outspoken atheist. And then through the course of this cold case of Jesus Christ, he became a Christian. We'll totally talk to him coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Really excited for that. Taking a quick break, coming right back. Civil Twilight. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Civil Twilight. River. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
6:48.
Is that you saying you're strong or you're stretching?
It's me stretching.
Okay.
I'm still trying to wake up.
Yeah, me too.
So it is Tuesday.
It is. Happy Tuesday.
The 19th of March.
March 19th.
Which means... Well, it doesn't mean anything.
Which means people were born today.
That's right.
That's what that actually means.
I wonder if this person was born today. Were you born today?
Were you born today?
Me?
Yeah. Were you born?
Well, I was born.
Not
today.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's upsetting.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We cannot complain.
No complaining here.
I mean, cool. I guess we could complain. We just won't complain.
Right.
Well, we all appreciate that.
You know.
I have a question for you.
We have an answer.
Maybe. This is for the, I don't know your names, but it's the DJ that did the bracket based on mascots.
Yeah.
Me.
Okay.
That'd be Mitch.
I have a question for you. Okay, what if Delta State was playing Scottsdale Community College?
You're going to have to go ahead and tell me those mascots.
Okay. That would be Delta State is the Fighting Okra.
Oh.
And Scottsdale Community College in Arizona is the Artichokes.
Okra versus Artichoke. Okay, I'm going to have to go with the Artichoke because...
What?
Hold on. Because Okra... Okay, hold on.
Your answer is
okra
an artichoke.
Okra is a lot, it's a lot smaller. While an artichoke, you have meat, they have a heart in the middle, and you can't eat the heart just by itself. You have to shave off all the little things because then you'll get itchy.
So it's like armor?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So the artichoke is going to win. Plus, they're way tastier.
No, they are not.
Yes, they are.
And it's the
with
fighting
garlic,
okra.
But okay, yeah, they're fighting.
They fight.
They are
this
fighting.
This artichoke just sits there on the ground.
And so those you can't eat all of the artichoke. You can eat all of the okra.
I disagree. I think fried okra is one of the tastiest things in the universe.
It's really good, but I like artichoke.
Yeah. Right.
So artichoke wins.
Well, very nice. Well, maybe one day we'll find out. Maybe they'll both make it one of these days, and we'll get to find out who would really win.
Are they a D1 school? Are they even Division I?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Those are two really unfortunate mascots.
Amazing. Oh, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
All right, you too.
He was not born on this day. That's what we learned
so
from that
random.
Call.
I loved it.
All right. Today is Ruth Poynter of the Poynter Sisters birthday.
Yes.
Of course.
62.
67.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Ursula Andress. You really know who that is?
James Bond.
Oh, yes.
Dr. No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The very first James Bond movie.
Yeah.
She was the first Bond girl.
Yeah, okay.
Ever.
It's her birthday.
Is it sad that I actually really did know that? I own, like, every James Bond. I love James Bond.
Okay.
I'm a fan. I grew up James
Bond. It's her birthday today.
To 83.
77.
Oh, she looks good for 77.
Then why
sure.
would you say 83?
I don't know. Because 83 is my go-to for old people.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Craig Lamar trailer from Malcolm in the Middle.
Right.
He probably played one of the brothers. I don't know.
So then I'm going to say 27.
24.
Ah!
Was he the younger brother?
I have no idea.
Yeah, because Malcolm in the Middle. Oh, wait. Yeah, Malcolm in the Middle.
Right. Was the middle child.
And he definitely was the second oldest out of them. So this had to be the younger. The younger. What was his name, like Dewey?
Never watched that show.
Huey.
Ever.
Louie. One of them.
I want you now because Bryan Cranston's on it. But
yeah. I did watch that show. Model actor Michael Bergen.
Yeah.
From J.D. Darius on Baywatch and Baywatch Hawaii.
Of course. I mean, who doesn't know who that is?
Right.
Come on.
Exactly.
Baywatch.
So how old is Michael Bergen?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. This is awful.
47.
44.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. I'm failing at birthdays today.
Lately, actually.
Mostly because I just don't know most of these people.
From Damages, from Fatal Attraction.
Glenn Close. Huh?
Yeah. Better get this
Steve
age right.
Glenn Close.
I'm going to say 67.
69.
66.
Oh, man!
Sorry for your loss. And last on the list from Looper.
Uh-huh.
From every Die Hard movie in the world.
Are you serious?
From Red.
Uh-huh.
Bruce Willis.
Whoa, you gotta name a couple more movies.
Hold on, from...
The Last Boy Scout?
The Last Boy Scout.
North?
From North.
He and was in Last Man Standing?
The Last Man
Standing. Did she say Red?
Yes, yeah. I said Red.
She said Red. And Red, too.
From Pulp Fiction.
The new G.I. Joe.
What was the movie where he saw himself as a little kid?
That was North.
No,
that was in North. That was that Disney movie.
Yeah.
From Sixth Sense?
I never saw it. Oh, yeah, Sixth Sense.
I would say this was him as a little kid, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
I just watched Looper, where he's definitely younger.
What about the one where he was the next-door neighbor who was, like, in the mob?
Next-door neighbor
with the guy,
mob.
With the guy that played Chandler.
Oh, that was the next door neighbor.
Oh, yes. Matthew Perry.
Yes.
Oh, what was that? They made like two sequels and ruined everything. What was that stupid movie?
I don't know. I didn't.
It's terrible.
When Matt Chandler left
The Whole Nine
Friends,
Yards?
I was
whole Nine
then.
Yards. Yep, that's it.
The Whole Nine Yards?
Yep.
He was in, what else?
I have a guess. I say he's 59.
Hudson Hawk. He was in Hudson Hawk. That movie was awesome.
59.
Striking Distance. He was in 59, really?
Are you on IMDb now?
No, I'm not. I'm really not. I have nothing in front of me. The web cameras can prove it, and so can Mitch.
Yeah,
what, I'm literally what, just naming movies that I love.
He was in Look Who's Talking.
He was in Look Who's Talking. And then Look Who's Talking, too. Let's see, what else was he in? Hello?
59.
Hello? Hey, what else was he in?
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Target.
Yes. What else?
That was like a drive-in. What did he say?
Look Who's Talking.
Yeah, yes. Look Who's Talking. Yep.
And we're talking Dinko.
All right.
That's it.
How old's Steve-O?
How old do you think he is? No, oh, he hung
done.
Up. You said how old?
I said 59.
Bruce Willis. He was in Moonlighting. I don't want to say older than you because then you guessed in it. You know, 60 would be really old for Bruce Willis. He's like an action hero. I'm going to say
The 56. Fifth Element.
Six.
The Fifth Element.
Oh, Corbin
I
Dallas.
Loved the
Corbin Dallas.
That was a movie that Corbin. I watched over and over and over again.
Caller, how old is Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis is probably 51.
51? Shane, you went really younger. Now I'm confused because
really?
He
was on Moonlighting in his 30s, so I'm going to say 30, 40, 50. Dude, okay, so this...
Steve said 59.
Like pushing 60, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I hope not. He can't be. He can't
be. He is pushing 60. He's got to be... He's probably... Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say 61.
Oh, no.
Bruce Willis filmed a movie at my school.
Did he? Oh, the astronaut.
Oh, well, then he must be 59.
Yeah.
He was in Moonlighting when I was in grade school, and he was in his 30s. Right?
Come on.
All right, so Stever says 59. Shane says 61.
Oh, are you waiting for a text or what?
No, I'm not.
No, he's not.
I don't even have my phone in front of me. I just don't want to disrespect the Willis of Bruce. Okay, I'm going to say 58 to go the youngest.
What? And this is all counts on you. What's your final answer?
I'm going to say 58.
Final answer?
Yeah.
He's 58.
Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah!
Yes!
I am the champion! Makes me happy. So anyways, I'm the greatest at birthdays. Thank you, Shane. Thank you for your help. I couldn't have done it without you. Oh, it was amazing.
Thanks, Steve.
Shane O'Mac. Hurricane Shane.
Hurricane Shane.
And Steve, thank you. Thank you for guessing 59. Because of their guesses, I guessed right.
Yes.
And the funny thing is, I just got a text. Thebes. I didn't look. You know I didn't look.
You didn't look.
Got a text.
But did you cheat?
No.
Did you cheat at all?
No.
Look at me in my eyes and say,
oh my gosh, you make this so not fun when I get it right because you always assume the worst.
Maybe you shouldn't have ever cheated.
Man.
Maybe that's what shouldn't have happened.
Change the past, Mitch. We can just move forward. I was staring at you when I said 58.
I didn't Google it. You were overly excited, which means you didn't cheat.
Thanks for ruining everything.
Okay, sorry.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be interviewing J. Warner Wallace, the author of Cold Case Christianity, former homicide detective. Right now, Brett Detter. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
People are driving on the roads.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Watch out. There's also construction work on Osuna at Jefferson. It's clearing up a little bit, but it's still very difficult to maneuver through.
All right.
There's also construction work on Unsert I-40 down to one lane over there. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. I couldn't be happier. They are open today.
Yay! Ding! Ah!
They were closed yesterday for inventory, and it was the worst day.
It was really terrible.
It's hard to get through without coffee.
I was just sitting there like, what's wrong with me? Why do I have a headache? Why am I so tired?
Dude, did you have a headache yesterday too? I had a gnarly, gnarly headache, which means maybe we should cut back on that coffee.
Just keep drinking it forever.
That's what I was hoping.
Forever and ever. I don't know what I was doing. Also, yesterday when we went out to go get food, I made sure to get caffeine, something with caffeine in it. I was like, I'm going to die.
I haven't had any caffeine. And so, yeah, I'm definitely excited.
I took a drink of my drink.
Oh, that's right. I'm excited for some Sopo today. Yeah. You know what else I'm excited for? Our interview that's happening negative 13 minutes ago.
Dang it. What the heck is going on?
J. Warner Wallace, the author of Cold Case Christianity. He's a homicide detective that investigated the claims of the gospel. Former atheist until he took this case up. And man, his book is amazing.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk to him.
I'm sad that he hasn't called in yet, but I'm also happy he hasn't called in yet because maybe it can happen another day and I can actually check out this book.
Or maybe the person who booked the interview, Michelle, forgot to tell him that it's mountain time, and so he'll probably be calling at 8.
You want to see all the emails? It's
along
7 a.m. MST. MST. I said MST every single time.
Good job.
Mountain Standard Time.
Good job. So we'll make sure we get Jay Warner back on the show because I'm really looking forward to this interview.
It's going
to
be a great chat
with him. Coming up, speaking of interviews, 8 o'clock, we've got New Music Tuesday. We also have Citizens. They're coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Mars Hill Worship Band.
Pretty good.
Yeah, label just partnered up with Tooth & Nail Records, which is really, really exciting. And so we're going to be talking to Citizens coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, and Brian C. Lopez.
What's up?
Brian Clopez is going to be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour, talking about something very special going down
tonight.
So we'll have all that for you today.
That's right.
Good day.
Good day.
Excited. Right now, the latest from the Alamos song is called Ghost. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Great Awakening, Let Me Hear, Ravish Your Heart.
Why did you say it like that?
Well, that's because that's like the inside the
parentheses.
Weird parentheses. So it's like, we can't decide what to name our song.
Why do bands do that a lot?
So the song is called Let Me Hear and or Ravish Your Heart, depending on, I don't know.
The mood.
Yeah, I guess. It is 7:27. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Don't forget, coming up this Friday, March Morning Madness. We are counting down the greatest band on Static Radio.
And you get to vote for it. But the only way you can vote is at Facebook.
That's right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there, like us, and prepare for a battle of epic proportions.
I'm excited.
Yeah, Thursday, actually, right here on this show, we're going to be doing a couple
vote-ins?
Yeah, vote-ins, because we had so many bands, we couldn't decide who should be in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a few bands that are fighting for their way into the tournament, like the Vocal Few, Civil Wars.
Civil Wars.
Rocket Boys.
Yes. And
The Last Bison.
Oh, man. I don't want any of those terms.
I know, right?
I like all of them so much.
It's going to be great. So, and then Friday, of course, we kick off the second round of tournaments with artists like Amberlin, well, this band right here, Imagine Dragons,
yes.
Mumford & Sons. It's going to be good. And you can check out all the details at mystaticradio.com. We've got the bracket up and posted. It'll lead you to our Facebook page where you sign up and get prepared.
Yes.
For March Morning Madness. Now, I wanted to talk about something.
Uh-oh, okay.
I want to talk about space.
I love space.
Do you?
I do.
Well, you're going to love this then. I have an offer you can't refuse.
Okay.
You want to go to Mars?
You know, it'd be really cool to go to Mars. However.
Huh? Mars? Go to Mars!
Okay. But I'm afraid, because what if I die on the way there?
Yeah. Mars is, it's kind of far away.
It is. That it is.
You mentioned this yesterday for Mon News Day.
I did.
But a Dutchman, Bas Lansdorp, he has a Mars One project. He's looking to put teams together of astronauts because he wants to be on the red planet by 2023. He's looking for applicants right now, actually. None experience necessary.
That doesn't sound safe. That just doesn't, like, you have to be good at math or something.
10 years, bro. 10 years. He doesn't just want astronauts. He wants people to go populate and inhabit Mars because here's the kicker. You're never coming back. Ever. Ever, 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 ever coming back.
So you better hope it works out. And doesn't it? How long would it take to get to Mars? Are we even able to do that in this lifetime?
Okay, check this
we
out.
We are. Who am I? Go. Trip, of course we are.
Yeah, there's
I'm sorry.
The rover is
I'm
there.
I'm sorry.
Mars rover,
really
Curiosity
question.
Is actually there.
Shut up. I'm sorry.
So, welcome to the show.
I'm sorry.
It's 2013.
Okay.
You going to be all right today, Mitch?
Uh-huh.
You feeling all right?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. It takes 3 days to get to the moon, right?
Uh-huh.
3 days. How long do you think it takes to get to Mars?
2 months.
Ow, ow, ow.
Are you shocking yourself?
Yep.
Is it longer than 2 months? Is it years?
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay, I'm going to say final answer, 8 months.
8 months?
Uh-huh.
That's a pretty good guess. 1 year.
Wow.
1 year to travel from Earth to Mars, the red planet.
Going what speed?
I don't know.
I guess you can't.
They got at least 80. There's no, like, speed limit out there in space. So, yeah, you're good. Now, here's the deal. Dutchman Bas Lansdorp. He's a crazy gajillionaire who's like, let's go to Mars! So, he wants to send people up to Mars, but you're never coming back. But you don't have to have any experience. Already more than 8,000 people have applied for their chance to live and then die on Mars. You go through an 8-year training period that includes learning engineering, making mechanical repairs, tending crops, because, well, you're going to be out there forever.
Yeah,
except... So you got to get your crop on.
Except that...
You got to get your crop together, bro.
Good job. I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
Except that you couldn't grow crops out there.
Why not?
The sun isn't positioned exactly right.
Have you ever been to Mars? It's lovely this time of year.
It's really red.
It is.
Beautiful colors.
I'm telling you.
It's like autumn all the time.
It's interesting, though. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Would you go?
To Mars.
Would you go to Mars?
You know, we could... That's...
I'm seriously asking because, man, if I'll tell you this right now. If I were like 20...
No family.
None family... And they were like, hey, this gajillionaire wants to send a bunch of people up to Mars to populate the planet. I'd be like, dude!
You know what?
Sign me up! I'm going to Mars!
I was that kid that always... I loved space. In fact, I was really hurt when they made Pluto not... And they said Pluto wasn't a planet anymore.
Right.
Like, you will always be a planet in my heart, Pluto. Don't you worry. I don't care if you're out of our solar system more than half the year. You're part of the... You're part of us.
Yeah.
But I love space. I wanted to always go to space. But then I found out that you would most likely die. Like, more often than not, they die.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is...
I'm confused. Hold on. I'm confused.
Okay.
Because they said they're not sending anybody to space anymore. Or is that just NASA?
No, this isn't NASA. This is a gajillionaire who is trying to do this on his own privately. Like, hey, I'm gonna pay for this. You guys are going to go to Mars.
I am all over going to Mars.
Yes.
Can I just say that? Let's do this. I am so down.
What would you take with you? Like, if you could take, like, two things?
My Bible.
No.
And
because Martians need Jesus.
It's true.
And a guitar, maybe? Probably.
And a what?
A guitar.
Okay. Yeah. What if it couldn't keep...
Introduce the population of Mars
and
to...
probably you know. Some, like, flannel pajama pants.
I think I
if
just...
we're going to be real.
For real. You know, you got to be comfortable.
Got to be super comfortable on the red planet.
Yeah. Well, that works.
It's a little cray. So I would be so down. I mean, how cool would that be? Just set up a router and you can Skype from Mars and then you can just repopulate the planet, grow some...
Did you say repopulate?
Potatoes.
Were there, you mean
populate the planet? There's no...
Re anything out there.
We don't know. We don't really know. Let's be honest. Elvis had to go somewhere. So, I'm down.
All right.
Elvis had to go somewhere.
Let's make it happen. Let's do this. I'm so down, man.
All right.
There you go.
Mars-1. Love you too, bro.
2023.
Mars-1.com is where you go. If you would like to sign up, I'm being completely serious. Yeah, it's real. It's an 8-year program. You learn everything you need to know about, well, being on another planet.
Here's the thing about Mars.
Yeah.
There's no oxygen.
Okay.
That's pretty vital, right?
Wait, there's no oxygen on Mars?
On Mars.
How do you know? Isn't that why they're growing crops?
So right, how are they doing this?
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I got to go look up the lyrics to that old David Bowie song about Is There Life on Mars? Because I forget how he answers that question.
Right?
Do you remember?
I don't. No. I got some David Bowie in here.
I know you do. You play it often.
I'm a fan. Not really, actually. I just really liked Labyrinth. That was a great movie.
Me too.
So would you go to Mars?
Sure. Why not?
Right? See? That's kind of my... Mars would be fun. You'd never come home.
You got to die somewhere.
Right, know? Right.
I guess that's a place
and
to go.
And if you wanted to, we could plant a church up there, and it literally actually would be like, instead of, you know how everybody's like First Baptist Church, when really it should be like 7,493rd Baptist Church.
Nazareth, you can't call yourself First Nazareth Church. Nazarene.
I would seriously call myself First Church of Mars and be
First
like,
Church of Mars.
And then if somebody else showed up, they'd be like, we're First Baptist Church. No.
Nuh-uh. That's not even
true. You are second, sir. I was first.
And then there's always Mars Hill.
Yes! Woo! Yes!
Boom. Thank you so much. Amazing. Great phone call.
They could call themselves Mars Hill and it'd be okay.
And it would be okay. You know, speaking of Mars Hill, we're going to be interviewing citizens coming up in the 8 o'clock hour for New Music Tuesday, hanging out with those guys. Really, really excited about that.
Me too.
Oh, man, that's awesome. We have to talk to them about
this. Yes.
They're a Mars Hill worship band. They could literally be a Mars worship band. Take the hill out and they're there.
They're there.
Their name is Citizens. Are you kidding me?
They are citizens of Mars.
That would be perfect. Oh, dude, that last caller just gave us half of our interview for Citizens.
God, that's amazing.
So here's the deal. Baz Lansdorp, he's a 35-year-old. He's the founder of Mars One. He told Fox News that his company is serious about this one-way mission. They are going to Mars. They're going to hold a worldwide lottery next year to select 40 people for a training team. They're going to set up a mock colony in the desert somewhere in the U.S. for 3 months. And then they're going to knock it down to 10 crew members.
I bet if you applied, you'd get picked.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like you would.
Really?
Yeah.
Out of the thousands of people who have...
Yeah, they need some comic relief, and so they'd choose you.
Wow. Thanks, bro.
You'd be like Jane. Your wife could send you hats.
It's not like going on a mission trip to like Argentina.
No, it's a forever
thing. This is Mars forever. I would never leave my family. That's just crazy.
I know that you wouldn't actually do it. I'm just saying they'd choose you.
So they're going to set up a mock colony in the desert to try it out with 40 finalists. And then from those 40, the 10 that are left are going. Then they'll be sent off to Mars, never to return again. Here's the thing. 10 people, to me, is not enough.
No.
If they're like, dude, we're going to send 100 people, I'd be like, oh, okay, that's cool.
So are they just going to explore Mars in their little spacesuits, and then, like, when the day's over, go back into their little...
Here's what the crazy gajillionaire told Fox News. He's going to send humans to Mars in 2023. They're going to live there the rest of their lives. There will be a habitat waiting for them. They're going to start sending 4 people every 2 years after that. So it starts with 10 people, and then every 2 years after that, they're going to send 4 more people. The habitat's going to consist of housing structures that will launch before 2023. So when they get there, everything's going to be set up somehow by robots. In 2016, the company plans to launch the first supply vessel. In 2018, it plans to send out a rover. It's going to start setting people up to enjoy life on Mars for the rest of their lives.
This sounds awful.
Mars-1.com if you would like to
okay,
sign
I know,
up,
I know
try
they've
out.
Found things on Mars like water.
Yeah.
Which means that there has to be some form of oxygen, right? Because it's H2O, oxygen.
Right.
But it's not enough to breathe. This is not smart. I really like the idea of Firefly. Like, that was really awesome. I wish that never ended. However. Yeah.
But unfortunately, the fan base just wasn't there.
Exactly.
Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
Did you just say that 10 people wouldn't be enough to populate a planet?
Well, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you going to go with the whole Noah's Ark thing? Is that where you're going with this? Because that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it would be kind of boring at first.
Noah's Ark, there was 8.
Right. No, I'm just...
Creation, there was 2.
Right, right. No, I know. I'm just... It would be quite boring on Mars with 10 people.
I just don't feel like this
is
going to work out. I know.
And then what are you going to do? Like, play paper, rock, scissors for, like, your partner? You know, there's 10 of you. Obviously.
Okay, who gets who?
Right, who gets who?
Spin the bottle.
Who gets who?
Yeah. That's how it works. So you don't really have a lot of choice.
It's not like there's going to be a, you know, they set up this habitat, so when the 10 people get there, that's like, Mars Bachelor, season 1. I doubt that's going to happen.
It just plays out right in front of them. Yeah, they don't have TV.
Actually, that's probably called the you know year what? It takes to get to Mars.
You got to remember, the more people, the more drama.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I'm willing to bet with those 10 people, by the time they actually reached Mars, it'd probably be 13.
Oh.
Because it takes a year to get there.
So true.
It takes a year to get there. Let's be honest.
Yeah. No.
Let's just be honest.
I agree.
All right. Paul in Houston says, wouldn't you just call it Hill if you planted a church on Mars? You couldn't call it Mars Hill. He said that's kind of like in China. They just call it food, not Chinese food. So you just have to call it Hill Church.
I don't know. We call it the Rio Grande. Big river.
Yeah. Well, it's a big river.
Yeah, but...
So you just wanted to call it Grand?
Big. Just big. No, yeah. Because that's...
Ah, yes. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Grande.
Grande.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Would you go to Mars?
I would totally go to Mars.
Really?
Absolutely. Like, exactly like you said, if you're going to die someplace, die on a planet where no one's freaking been before. You better be a bear, be a grizzly.
Yes.
Come on.
Amazing.
There you go. Okay.
All right.
But honestly, I just wanted to call in because I love Firefly and the fan base is totally there. And you should totally take back what you said, otherwise I'll find you.
No, dude, I'm telling you, the fan base wasn't there, which is why Fox canceled it to begin with.
Less than a season
in. Where was everybody 10 years ago when I was watching it going, I hope this show stays on the air.
Why would they cancel it so close to the end of the season?
I'm just saying.
They obviously knew that Netflix was coming and they're like, we got this, guys. Let's just post up for a little while.
In 10 years. This is going to be huge.
But in 3 years, we're going to make a movie.
Oh, exactly. Man. There you go.
All right, have a good morning, guys.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Honestly, I was just the thought of going to Mars really creeps me out because, like, God didn't make Mars for us. He made Earth for us. And I feel like it'd be like, you know the movie Alien?
No, I don't. Yeah. I didn't see it. I didn't. No! I'm not watching Alien anyway.
Yeah. I just feel like it would be an Alien kind of situation. That's all.
But how do we know God didn't make Mars for us as well?
Well, we're going to let these 10 people go and find out.
Right? Because now we have the technology to get there. I mean, can't say.
Yeah, well, it's definitely something to think about. It's a little...
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
So in 10 years, we're expecting a pretty big tragedy to
However,
happen on
I guess,
Mars.
Like, when Jesus told the disciples to go, it's like to the ends of the earth, not to the ends of the earth, right? So
was
he didn't want
earth?
Us to go out and make disciples. He said of all nations, not of all planets.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, so Judo.
Again,
that's
biblical.
True. Boom. Jesus juke. All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Oh, what am I doing? Static.
One. Yeah.
Oh, no. What did you do? Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
You would go to Mars.
Yes.
Hey, dude, it's like the beginning of Starfleet. Come on.
I see. I know. Just saying.
Like, I grew up in the sci-fi generation, man.
Yeah.
That's what we've been wanting to do forever.
Yeah.
That's like every sci-fi novel, man.
I feel like...
Plus the spaceport would be out here in Cruces. One of them would be.
Yeah, I know. If you're out in Cruces, you're already almost on Mars. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Exactly. Even if you don't go to Mars, think about the amount of jobs that they're going to be out here for that.
I'm just saying. In between Las Cruces and El Paso, Mars.
Pretty much.
I
know that.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's probably going to do the training at. Just strand him out out in the desert somewhere.
You should apply. You should apply.
It might pick you.
Go to Mars. It'll be great.
I'm thinking about it, man. That's the hardest thing because you think about like, what am I going to do in Mars, man?
Right.
Like, I want to make video games now, but what am I going to do at Mars? Like,
oh, there's no video games there. There's no Marzio.
That's what I'm saying,
Super
man.
Marzio,
what I'm saying.
Super Marzio.
I mean, what are we going to have holodecks by then? Is that what's going to be happening?
Nope. Just a lot of dirt and you. So,
Farmer John all over again.
Yeah, for reals, man. There you go. Thanks for the call.
I feel like before we go to Mars, we should at least perfect the hoverboard.
Static.
I'm still on it.
Hi.
Oh, lost him.
Totally
I'm terrible
messed
at this.
Up.
505-338-3700. Ooh, dude. Thieves got it right. He said kids born on Mars would be Martians. What does that passport look like? Well, I don't think they're coming back.
They're not coming back.
Yeah, because we're Earthshins, right?
No, it's not how that goes. It's not how that goes. You're so wrong. So wrong.
We got to take a quick break. Coming up, New Music Tuesday. But the real question... Would you go to Mars? Would you go to Mars?
No. Would you go to Mars?
Really?
Really.
Seriously.
For real.
Wow.
What's the website?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Not our website.
Mars-1.com if you would like to apply.
I'm going to apply right now.
To go to Mars.
I'm going to apply.
You should.
I'm going to.
That would be hilarious if you actually made it.
Okay.
I highly doubt they need you.
Well, I'm going to try.
What are your skills?
I can talk.
Sorry. Mars-1.com. Sorry, they actually spelled it out, not text speak. Mars1.com. No text speakers need to apply. There you go.
What?
Actually, all text speakers need to apply, and then they just need to send you all to Mars. You're speaking Martian anyways. I can't stand it. I can't take it.
Whatever.
So we're going to take a quick break. Coming right back. New Music Tuesday. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Last Bison. Song's called Distance. Those guys going head-to-head with the Rocket Boys this Thursday for our March Morning Madness.
You get to vote them in or not.
Get your vote on!
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That's the only way to vote. You have to go get to that page and like us.
That's right. Like us, and the polls will be coming. Forthcoming!
That's right.
We've got some great matchups for March Morning Madness, and that band among the few that made it. Because, you know, we have a lot of bands here at Static. And we were just going to do the Sweet 16. We got like the 20 because we got a few extras.
We couldn't decide.
We really couldn't. So we're going to let you guys decide it all. So tell us how you think we should do this. Who you think should be the number one band. Yeah. Anyways, earlier we were talking about this gajillionaire who, much like all the other crazy rich dudes, go crazy and have these weird... quirky ideas. Like, I know what to do with all my money.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to the moon. Nah, the moon's not far enough. I wanna go to Mars. Yes.
Well, it's just the next planet over.
It's happening. Dutchman Bas Lansdorp.
It's such a name.
Right? He is starting a mission called Mars One. And his object is to get to the red planet by 2023. Looking for applicants right now. Actually, no experience necessary. Here's the catch. You'll never come back. Yeah, going to Mars, one-way trip. Over 8,000 people have already applied for the chance to live and then, of course, die on Mars.
Ooh, we can talk about this and tell about it all we want because it's non-profit.
Yeah, there you go. After completing 8 years of training that will include learning engineering, making mechanical repairs, and tending crops, 10 people will venture out to Mars. It's going to take about a year to get there.
Mars-1.com. You can click on the facts section. First question, is this for real? First question.
I love it. But the real first question, is there a Walgreens? Because what happens if your allergies kick up on Mars?
Like, or at least like a CVS.
Gotta get like Claritin or one of those, like,
Antihistamine.
Is there
going to
be a pharmacy there? Are we going to be able to like You know what I'm saying?
We're just really not sure about the spring season. How, what the pollen, what does it get up to, you know?
Yeah, and if the answer is no to that one, this, my second question is, well, then where am I going to buy Cadbury eggs come Easter time?
Right.
That's my second question.
You know they've been sitting there for like 7 years.
I mean, let's be honest. If we're going to Mars, we need to make sure about a few things before we get there.
And how expensive, like, what's the cost of living to how much we're going to get paid? Like,
right. Right.
How exactly. expensive is everything?
Sushi. Like, is it, where are we going to, that's going to be a long, long
I know
flight.
For two people, I'm used to paying around $50 plus tip
yeah.
for sushi. How much right. is it going to be on Mars, and how much am I going to be getting paid?
Exactly. I mean, you know, it is a red planet. I don't think there's any water really anywhere. So.
Is everyone Republican there because it's a red planet?
That'd be an insanely expensive import. Right?
Fish. It'd have to stay good for a year.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700 asking this question. Would you go? Would you want a one-way ticket to Mars? This millionaire is seriously setting this up. He wants to go to space. Applicants can apply right now. They're going to whittle it down to 40 people. Then they're going to go about into the desert for a few months and set up a fake Mars, if you will. And of those 40, 10 people will be selected to go to Mars right away. And then they're going to send two more every 2 years after that. They're going to send a couple more people out to Mars. They want to populate Mars.
You can get a complete fact. Facts.
Yeah. Do not watch the documentary with Val Kilmer about Mars. I think it was called Red Planet or something like that.
Yeah.
They go to Mars. It doesn't end well for them.
Oh.
So, yeah. Documentary.
Do not watch Mars Attack.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That movie's pretty hilarious.
This is really funny.
However, if you're wanting to go to Mars, don't take those Martians for, like, real.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, yeah.
Well, you could take it if you for real if you want.
505-338-3700 or Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's 9:15, which means time for traffic.
There are no accidents to report. However, there is construction at all,
right.
all times, always,
yep.
forever and ever.
Unless
amen.
You go to Mars.
So far. There is construction work on Osuna at Jefferson, as well as Unser and I-40. Both of those areas are down to only a few lanes to drive on.
Only a few lanes, really?
Well, yeah.
Down to only a few lanes.
Yeah, okay. Unser and I-40 down to one lane.
Uh-huh.
Osuna and Jefferson down to two lanes in some places.
Yeah, one lane most areas over here.
Whatevs.
It's awful. Go to Mars.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669, and we're asking the question, would you go to Mars?
Would you?
I'm not sure. All I can think of is when you guys talk about going to the desert is Biodome.
Yes.
And if Mars is going to be anything like that, dude, I'm totally down.
Yes. If Pauly Shore is there, and or Stephen Baldwin...
Why Pauly Shore?
Because he was in Biodome.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
Oh, come on,
you've
Mitch.
You've never seen
what
Biodome?
What is this?
Never seen Biodome. Man.
Can I tell you guys something else about this conversation? I don't even know. I've never even heard of it.
You've never heard of Biodome?
Oh, wow.
What about Encino Man?
No.
What?
My feelings are legitimately hurt right now.
I'm so sorry.
All right, well, we're going to have to school her on Pauly Shore. Do you know who Pauly Shore
is?
I
know who Pauly Shore is.
Okay. His nickname?
I don't know. Pauly?
The weasel!
It's the weasel.
Pauly Shore?
Ask me that question again.
No, thanks.
Nice.
All right, man. Thank you for the call. Now I have to go watch 7 hours of Pauly Shore.
Yeah, you still have to get through Indiana Jones.
Yes, so. Educate Mitch on Pauly Shore, please.
There you go.
So
right on, man.
Right on. You guys have a good day. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Thank you. 505-338-3700. The phone number. Would you go to Mars?
Let's see.
One-way ticket. 2023, they're going to Mars. And you can go to... It's free, bro. Trip to Mars. No return.
Let's see. This is what Max has to say about it. Trip to Mars, no return to Earth is promised. We're already polluting another planet. Imagine the garbage we'll collect there if we fly all these people and no one leaves. Are they just going to shoot the crap into space?
Probably.
I don't know if he actually
made
crap.
Have you seen Wall-E?
Aww. Just saying.
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't. Nope, I haven't.
You haven't seen Wall-E? Who are you?
I regretted saying that the moment... I started speaking.
That's okay. You just don't watch movies, apparently.
I do.
You do. You watch Moulin Rouge 47 times, but you can't watch. It's you know, getting
you know
out
what?
There. Watching other movies, experiencing life.
I've memorized every word to that movie.
So sad to me. That is so sad. However, if you watch Return of the Jedi with me, I can say every word, and it makes Chrissy absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Kelly doesn't watch Moulin Rouge with me because I just say the lines
before they happen or as they happen.
Well, it depends. If they're just talking, it's before it happens.
No, that's awful.
If they're singing, it's as it happens.
You got to do everything as it happens, because if you do it before, you're that guy, girl, that I don't want to watch a movie with.
Okay. My husband does this with songs. He'll sing the line before it happens. I'm like, whoa, 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 you're two beats ahead of the entire song.
That just means he doesn't have rhythm.
No, he does. He does. He's trying to prove to me that he knows everything.
Ah, yes.
I'm like, I understand you know this song. However, this has nothing to do with a trip to Mars.
Dutchman Bas Landorp. He's got a Mars One project. He's looking to put a team of astronauts together. You can sign up now, mars-one.com. If you want to go, one-way trip. Tell us what you think, 505-338-3700, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Would you go to Mars?
Would you?
I don't know.
Like, would you?
I don't know.
For real.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Least of these. Song is called Grace. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
9:31 now. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. And joining us in studio right now, our dear friend Brian Clopez.
Clopez.
Yeah, you know. Because it always says Brian C.
Ah, that's true.
You know? So it looks like Clopez. So there you go.
Never
so.
Knows that.
Yeah, just
now,
makes things up.
We met you for the first time in real life at the New Mexico State Fair when we were broadcasting live out there, and you had 117 children with you.
118,
sorry. Off by one. There's just so many of them. Now, you are a dear friend of our friend, Clay Schroff.
Yeah.
Who comes in here representing the Aspen Project every week, talking adoption. And you showed up at the state fair and had your entire clan with you. Now, how many kids did you have with you that day, honestly?
Nine kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, something you're very, very passionate about, and a documentary making its way through Albuquerque. It's like a tour of sorts, right?
Right.
How did you get connected to the Stuck documentary?
We're pretty well plugged into the adoption community in Albuquerque, and in addition to that, just across the U.S. So we have some friends who emailed us and asked if we would kind of host one here in Albuquerque, and we signed up to do that.
Had you seen the movie prior?
I've seen the trailer. I still haven't seen the movie.
Nice. Ooh. So you're like, hey, good trailer. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm anxious.
I love it. The topic is good. Let's do this. Something you're passionate about. So, wow. So you've been making the rounds. You guys, I know we're at Fox earlier.
Yeah.
Talking about this tonight, going down in Albuquerque. All the details are posted at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Now, we haven't had a chance to talk to you really about adoption and why such a passion in your life, because as you said at the time when we met you, nine children, not all adopted.
Five of them are adopted,
yeah.
Right?
Five.
I think, right? So.
Five? Yeah.
How did it start with you? What was it?
Well, man, I remember thinking about adoption even in high school. So this precedes my marriage with Sherry and our relationship. And I think it goes back to a deep understanding of the gospel, a deep understanding of how our vertical up and down adoption works. So through that, through our vertical adoption, we have passion for horizontal adoption.
Yeah.
And that's going out into the world and caring for orphans and widows and spreading the gospel.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. When did you guys make your first commitment to, okay, we're going to adopt a child? How many years has it been now?
So my wife and I have been married about 9 years.
Okay.
And I think from day one, I was pretty much begging her to let me bring home some kids. But she wasn't on the same page initially. But just after studying some theology and getting deep in the Word, she started getting passionate about adoption too. So I think the boys were brought home, the triplets were brought home about 2.5 years ago.
Wow. Triplets.
Identical triplets.
They are beautiful. I don't even know their names. I'm like, that one looks like cute with like little glasses.
The glasses,
Harry Potter.
Yes.
I love it.
Triplets, dude.
I know.
That's
triplets.
Amazing.
It's
so
crazy.
Full house. Do you have like the 7-layer bunk beds going on in your house?
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
I follow this guy on Instagram, and he did do-it-yourself project galore this weekend.
That was my wife's
Pinterest
fault.
Is your friend
no,
or what?
I hate Pinterest. actually, I am starting a change.org movement.
All right.
We are going to ban Pinterest from all lives.
Yeah. It takes up pretty much most of my weekends now at this point because my wife will find something that's amazing and we have to do it for our house. So
he just did the do-it-yourself floating beds?
Floating beds for all three boys.
Incredible.
It was
incredible.
And here's the thing. She told me, she said, I think this is going to be less expensive. It'll be a quick, easy project.
I really hope my husband is not listening right now.
I'm pretty sure we spent more money than we would have by going to some other store.
Yeah.
And now my back hurts.
Yeah, pretty much. God invented IKEA for a reason. Right?
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
Exactly. The promised land.
So this Stuck documentary tonight in Albuquerque, and you brought along a friend with you. Please introduce us to your friend.
Well, this is Frank, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Yeah, come on over here, Frank. Sure. I'm excited. This is cool. We have you have a suit and stuff.
You're legit.
You're like, hey, I'm with this documentary.
He's TV ready.
I have a suit, so I'm ready to roll.
There you go.
So Frank, tell us about the Stuck documentary coming to Albuquerque tonight.
Well, we're in Albuquerque. It's the 15th city on a 62-city tour.
Wow.
Started in Washington a couple of weeks ago, and it ends in Washington on May 17th.
Okay.
May 17th, there's going to be a Step Forward for Orphans March. We're gonna gather 1 million signatures as we go on this 62-city tour. We're well on our way.
Yeah.
And we're going to deliver those signatures to the president and members of Congress. And it's really about the fact that every child deserves a right to grow up in a family.
Yeah.
And so that's the plan. And then the film and the tour are really going to be a launching pad for a longer-term social movement around this whole issue.
So how do we do that? Because, I mean, I know you bring a petition, you bring signatures to the president and go, hey, bro, I got 1 million people here who say that children deserve to be in families, and I highly doubt Congress or the president would be like, oh, no, we don't agree. But practically speaking, you know, how can we, as citizens of the United States, as citizens of a greater nation, as children of Christ, how do we as a community, as a body of believers, come alongside you and make this practically a reality? How do we do that?
Well, let me tell you, the numbers matter.
Yeah.
So the founder of Both Ends Burning will tell you that the tipping point for him was about 4 years ago when he went into a senator's office, started talking about this issue, and the senator responded, Craig, I understand, but the numbers aren't there.
Wow.
And so that really got Craig hacked off, and he said, you know, the numbers are there, and he's gonna demonstrate it. Of course,
awesome.
The numbers are there, and
that
there are, you know, tens of millions of orphans that are stuck overseas waiting for the love of a family.
Right.
So in terms of what the body of Christ can do and the Christian community in general, it is about public awareness. It's about taking advantage of social media. It's about elevating this issue. And, of course, the gratifying thing for me to see as I travel the country is the way this is just taken such deep root in churches in the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
And by this, I mean adoption and orphan care. And it's just like Brian said earlier, you know, understanding, you know, how we are adopted sons and daughters of Christ.
Yeah.
And then, you know, being able to actually act on that in a very tangible way.
Yeah.
Here as we travel through this journey on earth.
There you go.
So.
We had a pastor on yesterday on our sister station, Pastor Neil from Global Adventures, talking about mission work. And saying how, as a missionary, he would rather have 100 people commit to prayer daily than 100 people commit financially, because if those 100 people are praying daily, then the finances are going to come in. So, obviously, prayer, a big proponent there for, man, this mission, for this documentary, for everything, this movement that you guys are doing right now. Tell us what people can expect tonight.
Well, I think people can expect, first of all, to be moved.
Yeah.
It's the film is really the story of, it's four stories kind of woven together. Two from Haiti and one from Ethiopia, one from Vietnam. Of course, it's intended to evoke the emotion of, first of all, what the families go through, but then, of course, more importantly, when you see how these kids live
and
the conditions they live. And these are orphanages where the caregivers are you know, working hard. They're well-meaning, but they're just, you know, they're just stretched way too thin and can't provide these kids what they need, of course. And we all understand that. They need the love of a family. So, so you know, if you come out tonight, you'll certainly get the emotional feel, you know, but there's also, you know, a little bit of the policy issues that are woven in, a little bit of the neuroscience. And when I say that, of course, I'm talking about, you know, a child's development that's stunted if he or she is in an institution for any period of time. So, you know, it's a pretty good mix of, the film of appealing to the intellect and, and but appealing to the heart, of course. We'll close it out with probably a 15 or 20 minute Q&A. And I can tell you that it's been, the Q&A that I've been a part of the last several nights has been passionate, intense, trying to treat it like we're in the living room, you know, just having a little discussion about this issue that means so much to so many of us.
Amazing. You know, lately, as I said, we've had Clay Schroff in from the Aspen Project. We had Jeff and Rachel in, a family from Texas who recently adopted their first child, actually.
From Ethiopia.
From Ethiopia. And, it's been incredible to hear all of the stories of families who have had it on their heart for adoption, but didn't have the financial means, because especially when you're talking about overseas adoption, the costs are considerably higher than they are here in America. However, every single family we've talked to who prayed about it, who God, put it on their heart, equipped them and prepared them, and the finances and everything that came about, and how these stories, man, were just kind of, woven together, if you will, to see God move. It's been an incredible journey for me just to experience through these other families God's incredible hand at work and how He gets the credit. He gets the glory for this.
Right.
And, so you guys obviously here tonight, we have all the information posted at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Now, how did you get involved? Where did you come in? What was it that was like, hey, we need to make this film. We need to do something. When did you come into the scene?
I got involved about 3 years ago when I heard Craig Juttenen, the founder, speak at a conference, and kind of captured, was captured really by his passion for the issue. And then I've gotten involved with different people, different organizations. One that I'd like to mention on this radio program, the Christian Alliance for Orphans. Jed Medefund, out in California, is the president of CAFO. CAFO has grown from a conference 9 years ago of 35 people. This year it'll take place in early May, and there'll be over 2,000 people.
Wow.
There were about 2,000 at Saddleback last year. And again, that's reflective of the way the church has begun to just really, you know, embrace this as a cause. But I mean, of course, it's a cause because it's, you know, throughout scripture.
Right. I was going to say it's been there for thousands
of
years.
Right. the church has kind of awakened in the last, you know, decade or so. But yeah, we didn't invent the cause. You know, you can, look throughout scripture, Old Testament, New Testament, and see so many references. Obviously, New Testament, the references to adoption, but both Old and New, so many references to orphans and God's heart for the orphan.
Well, I think it's incredible, this movement over, as you said, the past decade or so. We've noticed it more. We've had more and more people on the show talking about adoption regularly, and I almost think that the laziness is kind of slowly falling off of us as Americans, because for the longest time, it seemed like when it comes to the homeless, when it comes to orphans, that's the government's job. They'll take care of it. And then we as a church start to wake up and realize, oh, wait, Christ called us to do this.
Right.
Oh, crap, we better do something.
Right.
And so maybe this is what's happening, as people finally waking up, maybe God kind of knocking on some hearts. And, you know, in this economic time, people thinking, oh, I can't, I don't have the financial means. And yet every single story that we've seen, where God has instilled that, has put that on their heart, has said, hey, no, you, this is where you're going, this is where you're headed. God has also provided that. God has also prepared and equipped them for that.
Well, and regarding the financial aspect, the film will say that the average cost of international adoption is about $28,000, and that's roughly a good average figure. I'll go along with that.
Right.
A couple of things. First of all, and Brian mentioned this earlier today, if you're adopting through foster care, which is not really what this film is about, but you know, that's essentially a free adoption.
Right.
And I think, you know, people are becoming more and more aware of that, but I think that's important to get that point across. And then if I can mention a couple of organizations that provide either interest-free loans or grants, primarily for Christian couples, and y'all may have heard of these organizations before. You may have had them on the show, for all I know. The ABBA Fund, and Show Hope. Show Hope was originally founded by Stephen Curtis Chapman and his wife. And so, you know, both these organizations exist to really kind of take some of the financial burden off couples who want to adopt.
So there are ways to get involved
and
to get funded.
Yeah. Absolutely. All the information is available at our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, the Stuck documentary, going down tonight here in the Albuquerque area. Brian, thanks for, getting this going and facilitating this in Albuquerque. Very, very cool.
I appreciate the platform. Love you guys. Love the station. And, you know, keep spreading the gospel, man.
Me too, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys for all you do. It's going down tonight, and you can find all the information at facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Mitch posted it all?
I did post it. It's all there.
We are out. That is it for us. We will see you guys again manana tomorrow. Going to be talking with Citizens.
Yes.
Which is good. Also, hopefully, going to be talking with J. Warner Wallace, the author of Cold Case Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to that interview.
Me too.
Stick around for that. Adri on the way next, and right back with some more music from Leagues and Tall Heart. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.